Hey guys, and welcome to a brand new edition to Capes and Scowls called Oddball Issue. Basically, what happens with Oddball Issue is I find a book that just looks dang weird, and then I dissect it and we see if it lives up over all that hype, or if it's just a total garbage fest, a dumpster fire, straight out of the gate. Just because I picked an issue to be on Oddball Issue does not make it a bad book. My first book I picked for obvious reasons, and I think you're gonna enjoy it. Before we get started, just as always, I'm mad_dog_Tim on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Capes and Scowls Podcast, and you can always check us out at capesandscowlspodcast.com. Now, my first book is called WrestleFobia Number 1. This is from 1993, and the company is Slave Pit Inc. Your writer is Hunter Jackson, and your artist is Matt McGuire. So, basically, when you're looking at the cover of this book, there's a couple things that instantly make you go, huh? First of all, it is a wrestling book, which of course appeals to me, but basically what you have here is a mutant dog fighting a massive luchador. You've also got this character, the massive luchador, his name's Big X. He looks like he's missing an arm, but later he is not. It's actually a weird pose he does during a move, but you have no idea of that. Just looking at the cover, there's two turnbuckles instead of three. That's just me nitpicking. And the most obvious reason why I picked this, because I thought it'd be a little odd, and this is a quote from the cover, presenting comics written and drawn by the creators of GWAR. So yes, GWAR is involved in this, not in the book itself, but in the people behind GWAR. It's a lot of fun. It's a weird book, I'll tell you. So let's break down the story of WrestleFobia Number 1. Your 1993 fall edition, and to my knowledge, the only edition. So when GWAR is attached to anything, you gotta expect weird mutants, blood, and gore. What I was surprised to find is while there were mutants and robots, and, you know, that was at an all-time high, perverted characters and sexuality was way toned down, at least compared to a GWAR concert. You follow several matches of the Mid-Galactic Championship Wrestling promotion. Jackson clearly loved wrestling, almost foreshadowing where wrestling was heading after 1993, while also paying homage to past storylines. The WWF was a cartoon at this time, and this feels less like one. We get women's tag matches, title matches, luchadors, and shifty managers. I really liked it, and it's funny because after 93, WWF got super cartoony, like I said, but then you had, shortly after, Eastern Championship Wrestling became ECW Wrestling, and that kind of triggered the Attitude Era, and so forth and so on from that time. And a lot of the zaniness that happens in this is kind of tame by today's standards. Yes, of course, it's weird robots and weird mutants and aliens and stuff, but it's pretty fun. I do like that there's a shifty heel commentator. One of the managers looks like he's kind of a mix of Freddie Blassie and Bobby Heenan. Lucha Libre was not huge here in America at the time. I remember, tape trading was the only way you would know. And I don't know, man. I was surprised that there was so much reference to it. You have your generic wrestler who is nothing but a USA stereotype. You have your villains that are reptilian, literally, but they act rather reptilian. You have your managers, you have your pirate characters, and you have some of the inner dialogue was really great, where they're just, I think every character in this one skit at one point or another just said they hate this bullshit, and they're still trying to play up to the crowd, even though they're like, God, why do I do this? So the story had a lot of fun to it. As for the art is more representative of classic zines of the 80s, which doesn't surprise me because GWAR had a monthly fan club newsletter full of similar artwork and stories. My only complaint is that the art feels squished into a comic format instead of magazine. My brains and eyes are hurting me even though I was enjoying what I was looking at. It still hurts me now, especially since it was a black and white book. If there was color to break up all the line work, it might have been a little easier. It was just brutal. That being said, the artwork is fantastic. The characters are very creative. Everything is drawn to a correct scale. Everything has depth. And I was impressed with it. So my final thought on the book is that the book delivers. It's oddball for sure, but not in a bad way. The art was heavily Zipitoned, and that's usually good, but because the art felt like it was shrunk down to fit a different format, probably not its intended format, it really detracted from it. If you don't like wrestling, you could probably still find humor in it, but if you like wrestling, you'll love this book. If you like GWAR, you'll like this book. I have a buddy who says nobody listens to GWAR. They just look at GWAR and they watch the shows. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's pretty great. I know GWAR has their own GWAR bar, so they're doing something right. Finally, at the end of Oddball Issue, we grade out of 10. And our grading system is pretty simple. We grade on a scale, not stars, but Super Pro. I think Super Pro is one of the stupidest comics ever, so let's see how many Super Pro stars this book gets. I give WrestlePhobia number 1 8 Super Pros out of 10. I think it delivers exactly what it says it's going to deliver, and I think if the art was a little easier to read, easier to look at and translate, I think it could have been a 9, probably not a 10, but it you got exactly what you were advertised. You could not be unhappy picking this up as a wrestling fan or a GWAR fan. And if you're not one of those two things, I don't know what the hell you're doing picking this up. All right, so that's it. Thank you for checking out Oddball Issue. This will come out, you know, like once a month if I do this right. So I hope you enjoyed it, and come on back next month for even more of this zaniness. I'm Tim, at mad_dog_Tim, and thank you for listening.